Hello. Happy Thursday. Coming at you with another mini-sode. Welcome to the Darling Rage podcast. I'm your host, Molly. Usually I publish these mini-sodes on Wednesdays and Fridays, but yesterday got a little crazy, so I'm publishing today. How are you guys? Hopefully really good. Today I'm enjoying the sunshine, and I wanted to share with you some thoughts on authentic connection and what that actually looks like, what it requires of you, etc. So let's get into it. I've been thinking about this a lot, especially because so many people talk about authentic connection, particularly on social media and online, which is interesting because we're trying so hard to get this authentic connection through an inauthentic source. Not inauthentic, but you know, we're not actually physically face to face. There's a bunch of things kind of keeping us from being completely vulnerable with each other, right? Because we're looking at each other through a screen. We're able to more easily curate our lives and our appearances and all of these things. It's just a lot easier to hide the things that you feel are undesirable, which is actually a way to keep you from true connection. And it gets even more complicated when you're talking about you as a person versus you as a brand and how that all works, because obviously you're not going to word vomit, show everything to everybody when you're a brand and you're a business owner. And so it can get complicated and messy, and it looks different for everyone. So I posted about this on my Instagram at the Darling Rage today, and I just posed the question to people, you know, what does real authentic connection mean to you? And a lot of times when we think about that in context of the other person, right? Especially when it comes to online. And we can sometimes get in this loop of wanting other people to come to us and to be vulnerable with us and to find us and to connect with us when maybe we're not necessarily open and willing to connect with them first. And what I mean by this is it has to do with face-to-face conversations and connection as well, but especially online, is a lot of times we crave this connection, yet we're not willing to be vulnerable. We're not willing to really sit with ourselves and be curious and not judgmental about ourselves and where we're at and how we're reacting to things and how we're feeling and what we're thinking and how we view the world. Because it's really hella hard to have authentic connection with anybody if you don't already have an authentic connection with yourself. If you're not really living in your own body, your own mind, if you're feeling disconnected from yourself, if you don't have a good relationship with yourself and you don't really know yourself that well, if you're just going through the motions of living but haven't really dug into your core being and what that means for you, then it's going to be a lot harder for you to connect on an authentic level with anyone else. So an example of this is I do one-to-one Instagram strategy sessions with people. That's one of the services I provide. And I was talking to one of my clients today, and she was talking about really wanting to make some good connections with, you know, some influencers and some companies and really wanting to put herself out there. And I started asking about her core message and her why and, you know, putting herself out there. And there was some serious resistance in the fact that there are still some things about herself that she's not super comfortable with sharing with the world. And don't get me wrong, that's totally fine. I'm not saying that you should share every little thing. You need to do what feels good for you, which is the main point. You need to be doing the work of checking in with yourself on a daily basis as much as possible. Even if that is 5 minutes a day, you don't even have to do what I do and like do real like deep meditation things and all of this crazy stuff. You can start with stopping for a moment, quieting your mind, and literally starting to ask yourself questions and observing your answers. What are you thinking? How are you reacting? Check in with yourself and say, hey, how am I feeling today? What's my body feel like? What does my mood feel like? How am I reacting to things? And especially if there are negative reactions, even to little things, those are really great micro opportunities to dig into some real juice that will reveal a lot about you and a lot about what's going on with you and things that you can pay more attention to. An example of that for me is I was starting to feel really isolated again. You know, we go through these ebbs and flows, and especially as an influencer on social media, sometimes you focus way too much on the pressure to build your tribe and the pressure to build these connections and make it work, and you forget to think about yourself and what's going on with you. And when I took the time to do that this morning, I realized, oh, I'm feeling that intense pressure. I'm in kind of a state of not enoughness, right? So that means that I need to take a minute and dig in, check in with myself, realize that I'm feeling not enough, and affirm myself, give myself the love that I need to understand that it's okay that I'm feeling a little overwhelmed. That feeling won't be forever because feelings are temporal. They're not forever. But it's okay for me to feel that way. And what I need now is to remind myself of how awesome I am and to be open and vulnerable and honest about that. And then to go back into the world, into social media, and share. And that's exactly what I did, which is what is leading us to this conversation we're having right now about true authentic connection. And I'm reminded of something that Brené Brown talks about all the time when it comes to emotions and connection, and the fact that you can't selectively numb emotions. So you can't numb negative feelings without also numbing positive ones and numbing yourself out, and therefore making yourself not able to form real connections. So I would encourage you, if you were like me this morning and feeling a little overwhelmed, a little burnt out, a little numb, but also kind of frantically wanting to make connections, take a breather, check in with yourself, notice what things are happening with you and how you're reacting to things. Maybe you're even negatively reacting to the fact that I'm asking you to check in with yourself. And that would be a reaction to get curious about, right? Why are you mad at me for asking you to check in with yourself? What is that resistance that's going on in your brain and in your body? Maybe you feel like you're only enough if you're constantly being productive. That's something that we struggle with so much, especially in the United States, is we feel like we should always be productive and always working and always in hustle mode and frantic. And if we're not doing that, if we're taking a moment to sit with ourselves and rest, then we're not doing enough, right? When actually the juicy amazingness of life comes from those moments of quiet and really getting to know yourself, checking in with yourself. And then from that, you gain more and more confidence because you know who you are. You start getting to know your voice, which is what we talk about on this podcast all the time. Finding your voice comes from getting curious about yourself and really digging in. And the more that you're doing that with yourself, the more open you become to getting curious about other people. Because the more space you're giving yourself to learn and be, the more space there is for other people and for authentic, real connection. So often we think that authentic connection is about other people when really it starts with us. It starts with you and it starts with me. learning day by day, moment by moment, more about ourselves, giving more space for ourselves, and giving ourselves so much grace for being human and tripping and falling constantly as we go through this process of learning ourselves and unfolding and unfurling. I feel like I'm going to have to listen to this episode myself lately. Usually when I say episodes, they're for me and it's what I have to hear too. So yeah, feeling good about that. I would love to hear your thoughts on all of this, where you're at with yourself, checking in with yourself, and let's have a conversation. Let's talk about it more. So my challenge to you today is check in with yourself. See what's going on and how you can bring that out in order to connect authentically with others. Looking forward to checking back in with you tomorrow for another mini-sode. And until then, rage on, darlings.